With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another decision day at the Supreme Court, releasing a handful of rulings today, including one rejecting a nationwide settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma.
The settlement would have shielded Sackler family members who own the company from civil lawsuits over the toll of opioids. More significantly, it also would have provided billions of dollars to combat the epidemic. The justices blocked an agreement hammered out with state and local governments and victims. The Sacklers would have contributed up to $6 billion and relinquished ownership of the company, but kept billions more.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the high court's also allowing emergency abortions in Idaho for the time being, a procedural ruling that was foreshadowed by a prematurely released opinion posted briefly online yesterday before being removed, the opinion apparently posted by mistake. No ruling today on presidential immunity in a case involving former President Trump. Looks like that ruling will be released tomorrow. Well, if you're planning to follow this evening's presidential debate in Atlanta, you'll have a lot of company. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the debate city.
Even though both candidates remain broadly unpopular, about 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they are extremely or very likely to watch the debate live or in clips, or read about or listen to commentary about the event. That's according to an AP NORC poll. About half of Americans say the debate is extremely or very important for the success of Joe Biden's campaign, while about 40% say it's highly important for Donald Trump's campaign. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
And denied access to the debate stage, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. planning to live stream his response to the debate as it unfolds. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 112 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead 49 points. This is SRN News. British nurses fight transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national health care system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023, those incidents ranging from anti-Jewish comments to outright attacks. That compared with about 2,600 incidents reported in 2022. This is SRN News. A heavily traveled thoroughfare in Wyoming will soon be reopening.
Work is almost done on a temporary route around a landslide in western Wyoming that has closed the road for thousands of commuters. Wyoming Department of Transportation officials are looking to reopen the road on Friday. Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a ravine on June 8th. No one was hurt, but the collapse has been a headache for thousands of commuters who work in Jackson and live in eastern Idaho. Going a different route has added over an hour to their drive each way. John Scott reporting.
It's a long road to recovery for parts of the Midwest slammed by severe flooding over the past week or so. Iowa was especially hard hit. In the coming days, Nebraska and northwestern Missouri expect to start to see the downstream effects of the floodwaters. More details at srnnews.com.